Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up on Central Time, we take a closer look at this year's crop of Super Bowl commercials and the marketing strategies behind them, including a shift to millennial customers. First, Dean Kinnetter joins us now because it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Your support is a huge piece of the funding for all the programs you enjoy on WPR. In fact, listener support is the largest source of funding for WPR programs. This is a chance to take some action during this drive. You make these programs possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's good to be with you today, Rob, and I come bearing good news.
Last hour
we heard from 18 donors. So a big thank you to everyone who gave. This hour, the goal is getting 10 gifts. These goals are set up to make sure that Wisconsin Public Radio has the money to pay for the programs you rely on.
Let's meet this goal. It happens one gift at a time. Let's start with yours right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You might think, man, Wisconsin Public Radio operates largely with tax dollars. We do get funding from the federal government and from the state, and it really is voluntary listener contributions that make up the largest source of funding for WPR programs.
That means your support is vital to keeping Wisconsin Public Radio on the air. Now that you know how important you are, make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
This is about the time every year where we start getting excited about the new WPR t-shirt. It's a beauty this time around, Rob. It's a shirt that's printed right here in Wisconsin, first off. It mixes kind of a retro graphic look with state pride. It's a light blue shirt, features the sun, pine trees, and of course, your go-to public radio station. You can show off your WPR pride when you ask for your WPR t-shirt today. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Hey, maybe you've only recently found Wisconsin Public Radio. You stumbled across us, you got a recommendation from a friend, whatever, and you're thinking, what are you doing? What are you guys doing right now? What? Well, here's the deal. We want you to know, since you're new and we're glad to have you on board, WPR is listener-driven, not like profit-driven, not ad revenue-driven. You get more programming per hour because we don't have to take time out for long blocks of commercials. We take a little time now to let you know that and to let you know that you can help pay for this stuff.
That's right. That's because our business is to inform and entertain you and serve up quality programs for you to enjoy. WPR is your station, and it's possible because listeners like you give what they can to support it. Show your support right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Here's another thing you might not know. It's easy to give to Wisconsin Public Radio. We just need your name, your contact info, how much you want to give, and how you want to pay for it.
And there you have it. It takes just a few minutes to make your contribution to Wisconsin Public Radio, and those few minutes fund your daily listening for a long time. Your support right now really does make a difference. You can go to WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's our winter member drive. Looking to get 10 gifts this hour by the end of the hour. You make WPR possible. You help us hit that goal at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
A reminder that you can support the programs you value and show off your WPR pride when you ask for the 2022 WPR t-shirt printed here in Wisconsin, a cool retro design on a nice blue background, really a good shirt. Give $12 a month or more to pick that up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And what's this per month thing? Well, when you give, you can give one lump sum if you want. That's great. But you can also become a sustainer right now. It's easy to set up. You'll make ongoing monthly donations. It can come from your bank account, your credit card, your pick, and you pick the amount you want to give each month. Set it up at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. That gives reliable support for Central Time and all your favorite programs.
We heard from Nancy in Cross Plains, who says, I've listened to WPR since I was a child and continue to listen every day for reliable news, interesting local stories, and music. Nancy, thanks so much for that.
Thank you. How about you? It's your turn. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you. This is Central Time. over 100 million people tuned in for the Super Bowl back on Sunday. Advertisers paid top dollar to show us their brands, their products, their services in the famous Super Bowl commercials. 30 seconds on NBC during the game cost upward of $6.5 million. Doesn't include the cost to actually make the commercial and hire the celebrities. It's a lot of money for a lot of eyeballs, but these companies think it's worth the investment. We're going to check out the trends and themes behind this year's commercials. Joette Rocco is a senior lecturer in the Department of Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies at the University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee. Joette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. It's going to be so much fun talking about these ads.
Yeah. Why are they willing to pay big bucks for the Super Bowl? I guess it must work.
It depends on how you define work. Okay. One of the reasons that they are willing to pay that much money to advertise during the Super Bowl is a thing that we call in media buying and planning reach and frequency. So the Super Bowl has enormous reach, as you mentioned, over 100 million viewers this year. In fact, they think this was going to be the highest viewership, 117 million people they think tuned in this year. It's higher than any other year. And so they definitely are getting the reach with their brands. Plus, they also will get some of the frequency because these ads are watched over and over again on YouTube, and they're played over again after the Super Bowl. So yeah, they're getting a good deal for their $6.5+ million.
And with binge watching and streaming and things like that, I've heard it's harder for advertisers to reach a big audience all at once. An event like the Super Bowl, I guess, is an exception to that, right?
That is one of the, I guess we could say that is the place if you're going to place your ads. Yes, the Super Bowl has become the gold standard of where you want to be if you want to reach massive amounts of people at one time. And as you kind of mentioned in the lead-in, the millennials and Gen Z, the Super Bowl has a really wide range of viewers, including, you know, you can go to baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennials, and Gen Z, and everybody's tuned into the Super Bowl.
I want to give a listen to some of the Super Bowl ads here. Let's start with Planet Fitness featuring some celebrity cameos. We got William Shatner narrating an ad about what's gotten into Lindsay Lohan.
People are wondering.
What's gotten into Lindsay?
She's never been sharper.
This basketball star married himself in 1996.
Who is Dennis Rodman?
Correct.
Son of a...
She's sleeping better than ever, which the paparazzi aren't thrilled about.
I miss Lindsay!
She's even more productive, trading DUIs for DIY.
The verdict is...
gorgeous. Maybe it's not what's gotten into Lindsay. It's what Lindsay's gotten into.
Hey, William.
Planet Fitness. Get glowing and feel spectacular.
Well, now here's an icon that baby boomers grew up with, narrating an icon that millennials grew up with, skipping us Gen Xers, I guess. What do you think? Multi-generational appeal there, Joette?
Absolutely. Multi-generational appeal there. And not only multi-generational, but, you know, you have your, with Lindsay Lohan, you have your the female demographic, people that are into fashion. You've got Dennis Rodman, you know, you're catching the sports fan, William Shatner. You're catching people that, you know, grew up with Star Trek. And you've even got Danny Trejo in there that's starred in a few movies. Danny Trejo is the figure that she was doing the wrist bracelet, or the ankle bracelet that he was wearing and putting bling on it. So, yeah, it's catching a lot of different demographics there.
What other kind of themes? You mentioned the millennial reach here. What other things struck you as you watched through the Super Bowl ads this year?
One of the things that really struck me, I think there's two things of the main themes that I saw during the Super Bowl ads. Number one, most of the ads were very feel good ads. They were trying to be funny. They were trying to be entertaining. They were trying to be larger than life. I think one of the things they're trying to do is make people feel better. We're coming out of this pandemic. You know, just anything to get people a little bit pumped up. And the other thing was the amount of celebrities that are in these ads. I went back to 2015 and I looked at the ads back in 2015, which was, you know, 7 years ago. And sure, there were ads with celebrities in them, but not to the extent that they're using celebrities in ads these days. And as you mentioned, you know, you pay $6.5 million for a 30-second spot, and then $750,000 to $1 million to produce a Super Bowl quality ad. And then on top of that, depending on the celebrity, you're going to add on $500,000 to $2 million per celebrity to make an appearance in your commercial. So the celebrities were big this year.
Well, speaking of feel-good ads, even Dr. Evil was playing a good guy in this GM ad.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, our takeover of General Motors is complete.
Dr. Evil, GM's Ultium platform will power our whole operation.
Now we can reduce tailpipe emissions.
Oh, please, cheer.
For my son.
Your son? I shall name him Baby Me.
No, his name is Kyle.
Oh! You must help save the world first.
Then you can take over that world.
Hold on, I've got it. I will help save the world first, then take over the world.
So celebrities there, electric cars, which we're also talking about today on the show. That one looked pretty expensive. Is it, Joette, is this one you think people are going to be talking about and going, as you mentioned, to YouTube to watch as well?
Yeah, I'm sure. And I've been looking around the last couple of days, you know, how things are trending on YouTube, the kinds of things that media critics are, you know, and that's part of where these ads also get a lot of their after Super Bowl oomph is, you know, media critics talking about them, news talking about them, people going to YouTube to watch them again. You know, Austin Powers, the first movie came out in 1997. So, you know, there you're getting that millennial and Gen X group that really remember the Austin Powers movies. They're even talking about, after that commercial, coming out with a fourth Austin Powers, either a movie or a TV series. So yeah, this is resonating with a lot of people in a lot of different generational brackets. And I mentioned this ad in a couple of my classes over the last couple of days, and even the Gen Zers really liked that commercial. They are all very familiar with Austin Powers. So it has a broad resonation with different groups of people.
We're talking about Super Bowl commercials with UW-Milwaukee senior lecturer Joette Rocco. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Call in now. Do you watch the Super Bowl just or mainly for the commercials? Do you go and watch them online sometime? What struck you about this year's batch of Super Bowl commercials? If anything, do you have a favorite or most annoying? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation with Joette Rocco, senior lecturer at UW-Milwaukee, talking about the Super Bowl commercials, what they mean for the future of advertising. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you like to watch the ads? Do you watch the game and mute the ads? Or vice versa? Anything stand out to you particularly bad or good this year? 800-642-1234 is the number. Joette, you just mentioned talking to your students, a lot of Generation Z students, I imagine, as you just mentioned. What else did they say about the commercials they saw?
Well, you know, it's really interesting because I teach advertising classes, and you know, I'll ask my students at the beginning of the semester every year. I'll go, do you like watching advertising? You know, Gen Z is a generation that has grown up with so much advertising coming at them now, not only through traditional media, but through the digital media, that they have very much learned how to turn advertising off, whether it be psychologically or physically. They, you know, I asked them, how do you feel generally about the ads during the Super Bowl? They liked some of them. Some of them, you know, it's a mixed review. Some of them they really liked. They really liked the Larry David ad for FTX. They liked the, it's funny, they liked the Arnold Schwarzenegger ad with Selma Hayek, but they didn't some of them didn't know who Arnold Schwarzenegger, who Arnold Schwarzenegger was. So there was a range of you know, what they liked and what they didn't like.
Let's check out that Larry David ad for a crypto product. Here's a listen.
I call it the wheel.
I don't think so.
What does it do?
It rolls.
Yeah, so does a bagel, okay? A bagel you can eat.
One of the worst ideas I've ever heard.
My lord?
What is it?
A toilet, my lord.
A toilet? You expect this court to do its business inside? We're not animals. We go outside like humans.
Like I was saying, it's FTX. It's a safe and easy way to get into crypto.
Yeah, I don't think so. And I'm never wrong about this stuff. Never.
So, Joette, your students like that one, you said. Are they rushing out to buy some cryptocurrency, though?
Well, now there's the thing you asked about, how effective are these ads? And there is a range of effectiveness. I asked my students about that ad in class, and I asked them, so what was the brand? None of them could name the brand. And that is an issue with a lot of these Super Bowl ads, is they get a lot of attention, they get a lot of excitement, but then when you go back and you ask somebody to tell you what the brand was, sometimes it's difficult for them to remember that. But as far as the Larry David ad, I find that fascinating because Larry David is a 74-year-old man mm-hmm. who has an appeal to everybody from baby boomer all the way down to Gen Z. They love him. And I think they love him. You know, this ad was successful because it really just brought in his personality, his lack of discretion, his audacity. And they just took that in this FTX ad for cryptocurrency, and they used that personality to make it entertaining.
And if somebody sees that ad and liked it and thought it was funny, but maybe didn't register, like you said, the advertiser, but now if they go to look online so that they can share it with their friends, then they're going to see the name. So that might have a long tail that might be maybe even more influential than when seeing it that first time.
This is what is another big part of advertising, is that usually that first impression is not going to have much effect. And that's why we talk again about the reach and the frequency. Super Bowl has a big reach, but then there has to be the frequency there. It has to be seen a number of times before it really starts registering with the consumer. Yes.
Joette, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
That's Joette Rocco, senior lecturer in the Department of Journalism, Advertising, and Media Studies at UW-Milwaukee. She joined us for a look at lessons learned from this year's round of Super Bowl ads. Next up, we'll take a look at Governor Evers' State of the State address. He delivered that last night. Now it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Membership Drive. Dean Kinetter joins me. You count on the Ideas Network for great discussions. It's your gift of any amount that makes these conversations all possible. Listener support is the largest source of funding for Central Time, all your other favorite programs. That's why your support is such a big deal at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We have just over 30 minutes left this hour, and we're looking for five more people to join in to meet our goal. A big thank you if you've already given.
If you haven't, give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Your gift will fund the programs that you enjoy.
In that last segment, we talked with a Wisconsin expert about Super Bowl ads, a big cultural thing that a lot of us like to talk about. We went a little bit deeper, though, and considered how advertisers are using things like celebrity and generational appeal to try to get their message across, and how effective that is or isn't. And these are the kind of conversations we really love bringing you here on Central Time.
And I didn't get into this. Dean, during the conversation, but I wonder if people saw our Central Time ad during the Super Bowl. That happened, right, Dean? I know I asked for it to be put in the budget. I assume it just happened, and I must have been... No? Well...
If it happened, it was thanks to listener support. I can tell you that much.
It didn't happen. No, it didn't. WPR's listener supported. We don't have that kind of massive advertising budget to do that kind of thing. We use your money, I think, a little more wisely than that, and we count on you to help spread the word, too. Your donation really does make Central Time possible, Super Bowl ads or no. You could do it right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. It was really funny, Dean. I had written out a funny script, a lot of celebrity cameos. Oh, well, maybe next year. Maybe next year.
Yeah, it's an ongoing process. Yeah. But a great way to support WPR and give us some of that funding that will be used smartly is by becoming a sustaining member. As a sustainer, you will make ongoing monthly donations right from a bank account or a credit card.
A lot of people will give $10 or $20 a month. You choose, though. You choose whatever amount is right for you. Become a sustainer right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from one listener, Rob, who said, we could live without WPR, though we sure wouldn't want to. You might feel the same way, that listening to WPR just makes your life better.
Whether it's keeping up with the latest news, enjoying music, some entertainment, or just being in touch with fascinating conversations on the Ideas Network, maybe they spark conversations in your own life, there's always something good to listen to.
And because WPR makes your life better, help keep it going. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 is really important.
We've got a great new 2022 Wisconsin Public Radio t-shirt made in the U.S., printed here in Wisconsin. Give $12 a month or more and ask for your t-shirt. You can do that. It takes just a few minutes at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We heard from Kristen in Green Bay, who says, I love WPR and listen on a daily basis. It's part of my life. And Grace in Bayfield says, I often listen. I always give. Well, Kristen and Grace, thank you so much. Consider joining them with a gift. Rob, how do they do it?
You can do that online at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Consider making that sustaining gift. And that way, you know, whenever you listen, you know that you're giving right now because that sustaining gift is going on. You are paying for the radio you listen to while you listen to it. Great way to give however much you give. However you want to give, do it right now at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thanks so much for your support. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. Governor Evers called for education funding and more in his State of the State address last night. But legislative Republicans say they're likely to turn down his proposals. We'll take a look at what the governor had to say. First, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. Dean Kinetter joins me now. Your gift right now is so important because gifts from people like you are the biggest source of funding for Wisconsin Public Radio programs. You keep Central Time and all the shows you enjoy going strong. Invest in your future listening right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We are making some good progress on our goal this hour. We're looking for three more people to join in during the next 25 minutes and help us meet that goal. These goals are set up to make sure that we have the funding for the programs you enjoy. So make your donation now. Help us meet that goal at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
In just 1 month, there are literally hundreds of conversations here on the Ideas Network. When you support WPR with a donation, you're essentially making all of these conversations possible. Take that simple, important step right now when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, Rob, we hear from a lot of first-time donors who are giving because they've maybe gotten their first job out of college, or people who turned 30 and realized, I'm a grown-up now. It's time to give to WPR.
Giving money to something you believe in, a service you count on, it's a great way to mark a new phase of your life. A lot of first-time donors will give $10 or $20 a month, but you choose the amount that's right for you, and then go to WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
This member drive support the programs you love and ask for the new WPR t-shirt. This light blue t-shirt is comfy and stylish, perfect to wear at home or out and about. With a design on the front showcasing your love of Wisconsin's nature and WPR, it'll be your new favorite way to show off your support for the news, talk, and music that you rely on. Ask for yours now when you give $12 a month or more. Here's how.
Get that t-shirt online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. Make that donation in support of the programs that you count on. It's Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Dean Kinetter. And with you, your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps Central Time and all your favorite programs going strong. Whether you give $10 a month or $100 a month, we appreciate and we really do count on your gift.
You love WPR because it's your source for intelligent radio. And there are costs associated with that quality. That's where you come in. That's why your support is so important.
The good news is it's quick and easy to make that gift. You'll be finished in just a couple few minutes. Your contribution in any amount, say $10 or $20 a month, makes WPR possible. You can do it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Maybe you've donated a few years back and you say, "Ah, okay, I've done my part." Well, it's your continued support that keeps WPR going.
Hey, if it's been a while since you donated, it's a great time now to renew at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. Be really happy to have you back.
About 20 minutes left in this hour, and we're looking for three more people to join in to meet our goal. You help us meet those goals, and you make WPR possible when you give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You support the great conversations here on the Ideas Network, and you can show off your WPR pride when you ask for that 2022 WPR t-shirt. Give $12 a month or more at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And hey, if you're not a sustainer, become one right now. It's easy to set up, and you'll make ongoing monthly donations from your bank account or your credit card. Your support will always be current. You'll be providing reliable funding for the programs you love. You can set that up at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Lily in Williams Bay says, "Thanks for all the informative, credible news and entertaining shows." Thank you, Lily. Arthur in Elm Grove says, "I listen every day." Arthur, hope you're listening right now. Thanks so much for your gift, for your kind words. How about you? How much do you listen? What's it worth to you? Put a value on it and then get in touch at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
It might be the news. It might be the music. It might be the entertainment you get on the weekends. There's a lot to love at WPR, and it's your support that makes it happen. Join in the family. Help make this resource available for yourself, for your friends, your family, and everyone around the state. And pick up that t-shirt too. It's a really cool one. You can do all that at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You count on us to keep you connected to people around the state and around the world. We count on you to help pay for it all. Make your gift right now. Take just a few minutes online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552. And thank you. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Last night, Governor Tony Evers delivered his State of the State address. He talked about his plans for a projected $3.8 billion budget surplus and celebrated the state's historically low unemployment rate.
We now have the lowest unemployment rate and the fewest number of people unemployed ever.
Legislative Republicans called the address a stump speech for the upcoming November election and say they're unlikely to pass the governor's budget surplus proposals. Lily Gorin is a professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. She's the author of multiple books on political science. Lily, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me on today.
Well, let's start with what we just heard from the governor there, pointing toward the low unemployment rate in the state. That's something governors want to take credit for. They get blamed when unemployment rates go up. Can you talk about the politics of claiming credit for an unemployment rate?
Well, I mean, as you note, people in executive offices, either presidents or governors, often claim credit for good economic times and try to avoid blame for bad economic times. And so you see that going on now in terms of the labor market across the United States. It is a pretty solid labor market for people who are looking for jobs. People have been leaving jobs and taking new jobs. And there is low unemployment in lots and lots of sectors.
The back and forth on this and many other issues between the governor and Republicans who control the legislature is, in effect, "I did it." "No, we did it." How do we sort out that?
Well, again, it's, you know, sort of the complications of what economics is, and sort of the politics is like, who made the decisions that this, that sort of prompted this economic upturn, and a variety of things are at play, obviously. So there is definitely credit claiming by Governor Evers and the Democrats. There's credit claiming by the Republicans in that assembly and the Senate. And you see some of the same sort of dialogue going on at the national level as well. And, you know, you had the sort of extreme economic contraction at the beginning of COVID. And so we've now had, you know, sort of as COVID has subsided a bit, although not completely, and you've had sort of changes in the employment dynamics, both in Wisconsin and across the nation.
We've got this budget surplus now, over $3 billion, almost $4 billion projected in the state's budget. Let's hear what the governor says about that.
This is the people's money. Let's get it back to them.
Now, before we talk about what we do with the money, Lily, can you talk about why we have this state budget surplus?
Well, I mean, and it goes, again, it goes to the fact that there are more people who are employed. And so there are more people who are paying taxes. And you also have businesses that are doing business. And so they too are also paying taxes. And, you know, from everything that I understand, the anticipation was of less of a surplus. But because of the sort of ratcheting up of employment, more people have, in fact, been paying taxes.
The governor is saying, let's do stuff with the surplus. He mentioned giving it back to people. He said, hey, how about a check? Everybody gets $150 out of the surplus. Republicans say that's just an election year budget ploy. There's a lot more. First of all, can you talk about that idea of, hey, everybody gets a taste of the surplus?
Yeah, I mean, this is again, sort of like, okay, there are coffers in the state house that have more money than they expected. Obviously, there is also some state debt that has been accrued over years. And there's a lot of discussion also, not only of, you know, this idea of sending checks back to Wisconsinites, but also, and or, you know, using the money to do things like infrastructure, which is something we've also heard about at the national level, and something that we have had people concerned about with regard to road repair projects and other infrastructure spending. And here's money, right? in the state coffers. And so the question then becomes, like, what do you want to do with this?
Now, Republicans have said, let's not burn through this right now. Let's just factor this in, try to get some tax cuts in the next budget cycle. So it doesn't look like lawmakers and the governor are likely to agree on what to do with the surplus in the coming year. Does that sound about right?
That sounds about right, unless there's some sort of coming together with regard to some infrastructure spending, which I don't necessarily anticipate.
Right. That's something that underlies all of this. And maybe I should have brought it up at the start. There's not been a real strong collaborative relationship between the Democratic governor and Republicans in the legislature. How has that shaped Wisconsin politics over the last few years?
Well, I mean, what you have is a legislature that generally doesn't want to do what the governor would like to do. And the governor, who, you know, is sort of constantly doing battle with the legislature. And occasionally they do come to a common area. Like we had the passage of the Holocaust education enactment a couple months ago, I think, maybe more than a couple months ago. But, you know, here you have, you know, sort of everybody positioning for the election that's upcoming, and you've got two statewide offices in particular that people are paying a lot of attention to, the governor's office and Ron Johnson's Senate seat. And so there's a lot of also like politicking about how to sort of position yourself as a Republican, as a Democrat, in terms of what you want to say to voters.
We are talking about the governor's State of the State address last night. Lily Gorin is with us from Carroll University. Let's check out the governor's proposals related to the National Guard and mental health. Here's a listen to some of what he had to say.
These folks have stepped up to serve our state time and time again during one of the direst periods of our state's history. and their service has not come without a cost, emotionally, physically, and mentally. Our effort to invest more than $3 million into expanding the Guard's wellness program was gutted from my last biennial budget. It would have increased access to important mental health and wellness support for more than 9,000 Guard members. Well, tonight, I'm announcing I'm going to do it anyway.
Before we talk about the Guard and this idea of investment in itself, Lily, Evers announced a $5 million investment to do what he was just talking about there. He can do it with federal COVID relief money, which gives the governor a tool that he might not usually have if he had to rely on the legislature to fund this kind of thing.
Again, some of the money that's coming from the federal government with regard to COVID relief is broadly applicable. So it's at the discretion of the governor, whichever governor that is Tony Evers, or Governor Abbott in Texas, say. And so the decision is up to them to some degree where to put the money that's coming from the federal government to help with COVID relief in whatever form that takes. And in this capacity, because the National Guard has been used in terms of getting testing done and so forth, that is one of the areas that Governor Evers has highlighted as a place where he thinks some of this COVID funding should go with regard to mental health issues.
Is this something that you could see bipartisan cooperation? I mean, the politics of keeping National Guard members mental well-being in good shape, that seems like something you could bring people together on.
It does seem like it. Because again, this is, you know, sort of an area that Evers had already advocated for, that had already been through the budget process, that we already have people who have taken positions on it. It seems like it has also become a divisive issue.
Republicans talked some about what the governor didn't talk a lot about, including we've got nationally crime trends, especially violent gun homicide trends going up. They accused the governor of kind of glossing over that. What did you make of the governor not spending a lot of time on issues like crime?
Well, again, you know, it is in his fourth year as he's running for re-election an area that he doesn't necessarily want to highlight, but it is also in terms of a state of the state address, it is positioning him in terms of like what he wants to capitalize in his campaign for re-election. And so that may be one of the areas that he doesn't necessarily want to highlight as much as others want to highlight it for him.
And finally, Lily, one of the big issues in this election, especially the Republican primary for governor, is how we run elections. Debates among Republicans over how far to go when it comes to re-examining, maybe overturning, one of the candidates says, the 2020 elections, which the legislature can't do. One of the candidates wants to do that. How important is election administration, the Wisconsin Elections Board, these issues? How important are they going to be in the race?
They may be very important, particularly in the primary, in the Republican primary. And I'm assuming during the general election, they will be something that is focused on. But again, I'm not necessarily sure how much Governor Evers wants to spend paying attention to the sort of proposals that some of the candidates are making.
Lily, we'll leave it there. As always, thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
That's Lily Gorin, professor of political science and global studies at Carroll University in Waukesha. She's the author of multiple books on political science, and she joins us today to talk about last night's State of the State address and the Republican response. Coming up, what happens when convents and other religious communities close their doors? We'll check out a national project with efforts based in Milwaukee that finds new uses for land and buildings that keep up the public service mission they were built for. Right now, it's the Wisconsin Public Radio Winter Member Drive. Dean Kennetter is with me now. Your support is the foundation of funding for WPR programs. In fact, it's the largest piece. It's what makes the Ideas Network your go-to place for great conversations. Dean is here with me to encourage you to make your gift in support of the programs you count on right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's Some good news, Rob. Just over 5 minutes left this hour, and we have heard from 11 people, meaning we have met our goal for this hour. Yeah, so a big thank you to everyone who has given this hour and helped us meet our goal. We've still got some time left, though. Let's keep the momentum going.
Exactly. Let's build on that. You know, we don't hit our goal every single hour. So when we do, it's a great time to go over it, make up for any lost ground we may encounter on the way. The main thing, though, is WPR programs are listener powered. That means that your donation right now really does make a difference. Make it at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We just heard from a Wisconsin political scientist, Lily Gorin, breaking down the State of the State address last night. If you didn't catch it last night, you got updated now. Or if you did hear it, this might have helped you make a little more sense about what was brought up. These are the kind of conversations you can count on from Central Time. And here on the morning show tomorrow morning after 8:30, we'll be talking with Governor Evers himself. This is the kind of stuff that you can get every day on the Ideas Network.
WPR is listener supported. That means that your donation makes the many topics you tune in for every day possible. Choose the amount that works for you. Make your gift online at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
The programming is always worth supporting, but so are the t-shirts. You can enjoy the 2022 USA-made WPR t-shirt this drive. The light blue shirt kind of shows a simple design of sunbeams over a Wisconsin landscape. And of course, the name of your favorite public radio station. I've kind of heard this likened to an old camp t-shirt. And I think it does have that vibe. There's pine trees and water and sunshine. You can display your sense of adventure in Wisconsin and with WPR with this shirt. Ask for it with your gift of $12 a month or more at WPR.org or call 888-202-2552.
Get moving with the Classical 5K from Wisconsin Public Radio. Our free virtual race lets you go out at your own pace on your own schedule. Just complete your course between June 12th and June 19th, listening to some great music. If you want to run in our cute t-shirt, we've got that too. Find details at wpr.org/presents.
Give now at wpr.org or 888-202-2552. It's Central Time. Rob Ferret here with Dean Kinetter. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you count on. That's why your gift during this winter member drive is such a big deal. Maybe you give $10 a month or $100 a month, whatever amount you choose is the right amount to give.
You listen to WPR because you count on the fact-based reporting, interesting discussions, and great music. You probably agree Wisconsin is a better place because we all have access to high-quality news and entertaining programming.
That is all possible thanks to donors, members of Wisconsin Public Radio. You are a listener. Now take the next step to become a member. Your donation of maybe $120, $10 a month makes Wisconsin a place where great radio is available to everybody. Give now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And everyone should give the gift that works for them. And for you, that might be a gift of $100 or $200 a month.
Maybe that's what you pay for your cable, your family phone plan. Listening to WPR is something you do every day. Put a value on it like the other stuff that's important to you. Do it now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
It's been a good hour. We have met our goal with 11 people joining in so far. Still a few more minutes before the end of the hour, though, so join in and help us push past that goal. It's important because WPR is listener-powered. Your gift right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552 really makes a difference. It really matters.
The 2022 WPR t-shirt is up for grabs. It's USA made, printed here in Wisconsin. You can support great radio. Pick up your own t-shirt. Do it right now. You can give $12 a month or more and then make the gift. Ask for the t-shirt when you do it. You can do that all at WPR.org or give a call at 888-202-2552. Great that we've smashed past our goal this hour. How about you join the people who've already given this hour, this drive? Join the Central Time team when you give. Make your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You can join Grace in Bailey's Harbor, who said, I try to help when I can. WPR is vital. If you can, and if you value WPR like we know you do, join in now and support the programming like Central Time and all the other great shows here with a gift of any amount at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We also heard from Deborah in Middleton. Deborah says, I play WPR for my cat when I'm gone and appreciate the help in making sure she doesn't feel alone. Plus, you help educate me. But the cat's the important thing there. Do we need, Dean, do we need more like cat-specific programming? I mean, not like about cats, but just like background sounds that appeal to cats?
It's an unexplored demographic.
Untapped potential,
Dean. We're here for the people. We're here for the animals too, Rob.
Definitely. Well, thanks, Deborah. Thanks to your cat as well. I hope one or both of you are listening right now. So here, I'll make little rattling noises. Oh, could that be a mouse cat? I don't know. Anywho,
there we go.
Make That's your gift for you, for your cat, for your dog, other critters. WPR.org is the place to give online, or you can call 888-202-2552. What's that? Don't tap on the mic like that. Okay. But hey, you can make your gift right now. We really do count on your support. Thank you so much.